Robert, I understand that Epic is now the publisher of an industry news source, a magazine. Tell me a little bit about what you've got that you just announced.
Well, it's been quite the venture. I've been working on about 6 months and somehow have kept it a secret. In our industry, that's a phenomenal feat. But what we've created is a magazine entitled Ethanol Retailer, and it's a quarterly publication being shipped to approximately 25,000 independent gasoline station owners, going directly to their front door, eliminating any potential of hurdles of petroleum marketers that might not be so friendly to ethanol. We've taken them out of the mix now, and we're letting station owners make that business decision on their own, and we're making the business case for offering E85 and potentially other higher blends as they come along.
So I understand you have an edition out that's being made public for the first time here at the National Ethanol Conference.
That's right. We actually just rolled it out in a session. Saw quite a few copies being grabbed. We have, like I said, 25,000 in the mail. I have heard of a couple arriving, so they're hitting the streets as we speak. And it's just an extension of our marketing and sales force to promote the use of E85, make a business case. Some of these stations are competing against times like they've never seen before with credit card fees, predominant players in their market. These independents have an opportunity to use alternative fuels to highlight their green activity, and whether or not the consumer can use it, they may get another gasoline customer simply because of their effort in the green market.
So how does it feel to now be a publisher?
Well, it's a little overwhelming in some sorts to see your picture like that in a magazine, but it's something that has never been done in the industry, particularly at the independent gasoline station owners. We're excited about how that works, and we're looking forward to future editions. We right now have committed to a two-year program and one magazine or edition each quarter.
Here at the National Ethanol Conference, besides the announcement with your new publication, you participated in a panel discussion here about E85. Just give me a little overview of what are the things you talked about.
Well, I simply spoke to the marketing and public relations efforts of Epic to promote E85 and the other alternative blends. We also spoke about what materials we provide station owners at no cost. It's very important that the station owners know that the ethanol industry is here to support them, because we need them to succeed and be successful, because the next station is looking at the last station that added E85 to see if it makes sense, and we're going to make sure that they do the right thing and it makes sense. We also had General Motors, Universal Studios, and UL all talking about E85. Very encouraging. It's the largest room of people I've ever spoke to on E85, specifically E85, so it's exciting, and we know that this is going to be a great year.
Well, I know somebody asked the question to project out what percent of our fuel will be E85, say 5, 10. Any comments as you look forward to how this is going to grow and what you think the direction will be?
You know, probably the biggest announcement personally I've ever heard was when the domestic automakers said they were going to produce 50% of their vehicles as flex fuel in model year 2012. That's not very far away when you start thinking about 2009, some of them sitting in the parking lot today. So that is encouraging news. When half the vehicles rolling off a dealership lot can use a product that you're selling, you're no longer selling bottled water in 1980. You're no longer selling an energy drink in 1988. This is groundbreaking stuff, and we may be into a position where we're racing to see who stocks it first, first to bury the market. So we're excited to see it and look forward to it.
Well, thank you very much, Robert White, newly announced publisher of Ethanol Retailer Magazine. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.